Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. I almost forgot the name of the show. We are on Radioslot.com, coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on this show. And if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. Across the table, we got Ziggy. How's it going, Zig?
Yo, yo.
And to my right and your left is Coach. How are you, Coach?
Hey, hey.
Episode 98 today.
Bum, bum, bum.
So, two away from 100. And on our 100th episode, we will redo the wrap that I sent everybody the script. It should be in the group text. And Ziggy's already got his roll down.
Do we got music?
Yep, that's it. That was it right there. Yeah. We did it.
No, we'll just do it.
Did he? Yes, he did.
Clear voices, did and then Micah will do the mixing. And put the.
No.
That's
the dumbest thing I ever heard.
No, he will mix it all with the music.
No.
Yes.
You have to do it to the music to get the right cadence. Are you crazy?
Yeah, you got a point there.
I know.
We need the instrumental.
You cannot do it without the music.
I will send him a note, and we'll get the music.
What kind of a rap star are you?
I'm not a rap star.
Clearly,
that's the thing.
Clearly, you're not.
Everybody sounds kind of weird today. Everything's plugged in.
That's a weird man.
A tech issue.
Hello. I blame Jeremy.
Who's running the board?
I am.
Okay. Oh,
so let me.
I see.
Yeah, that's a little better. Say something else.
Testing.
There you go.
I'll say something else.
Okay, you're fine.
Jeremy's always on my case when I miss.
Who's Jeremy?
I don't know. The guy that comments every week.
Oh, Jerome.
Where's Scott? Oh, is it Jerome?
Jerome is his name.
We're close. I call him Jeremy.
Yeah.
In fact, we got one
follower who talks to us, and he can't even get his damn name right.
In fact,
you know? Wow.
I'm sorry, J.E. Romy.
Jerome gave us the women behaving badly suggestion today, so we will get to that at the end of the show.
Oh, he's contributing now.
Yes, he is.
Rather than just hating.
He sent me this article on this lady and said, hey, this is funny. You know what? I will use that this week. And he said, okay, thank you. So thank you for that, Jerome. Mr. Trump is, talking about reopening Alcatraz. We have the press secretary shouting down some commie reporters. Kamala back in the news talking about elephants and
effluence.
Effalumps?
Well, some COVID stuff with Tulsi. Was that a suggestion you gave, Coach, or was that?
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Wanted to say a little more about it?
Yeah. About what?
About what Tulsi has said about COVID.
And, oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Like this moment?
Yeah, just give us a little tease.
Oh, well, all the things that, 2 weeks to slow the spread.
Mm-hmm.
She is the, DNI? Director of National Intelligence.
Yes.
So part of her edict from the man is to start declassifying stuff.
Mm.
And she's neck deep. We'll talk about that.
Right on.
Love it.
All right. We always start with a crazy on the way. I don't have anything today. Does anybody else have any silly stories that have happened to them prior to coming here?
Well, my saga with Southwest Airlines continues.
Oh,
we used to talk about
Southwest a lot, actually, in the early days. It's funny how, as we approach the 2 year anniversary, we're talking about it again.
Well, I deported them off to Alaska.
Clearly, you didn't because you flew them.
Sounds like a
personal problem to me. By the way, I love Southwest. I never have a problem. But if he does, why does he keep flying them?
You're the one. Yeah.
It's like beating your head against a wall. Feels so good when you stop. Is that what it is?
We talked about it in the pre-show meeting, and Coach was like, "Well, you can list what's wrong with him." And so I rattled off a long list.
No, actually,
it doesn't matter.
You stuttered and said some dumb stuff,
but you keep
going back. Why do you keep going back?
I didn't get assigned seats.
Why didn't you go to spend your money elsewhere?
It was a timing and
offerings kind of thing. It was a convenience issue. I see.
And Alaska didn't fly where I was going. So.
Oh, okay. The plot thickens.
is I was eliminated to very few options, and I thought, well, I'll give them a try, but no assigned seating. I sit down, no plugs for my phone, not the flight there or the flight back, so can't charge. Flight's delayed both ways. on the way home, they delayed it like, I want to say like 8 times. The flight was supposed to be 2:30, and then it was 2:36, and then 2:40, and then 2:44. They kept like bumping it and bumping it and bumping it.
They did. You think they did?
Yeah, they did. Whatever.
You don't think maybe the weather did or something outside of their control? Yeah, it was
sunny
them.
They and said, clear you know what? Skies.
Stops on this flight. Let's just screw with him, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's
they
do that.
Said, when I got on, they My said, goodness, hey, you're Scott from Scott and Drake, about aren't here? You? I said, yeah. I said, well, your third T is going to start for Stanford tardy today. And I was like, I don't feel tardy.
You certainly look it.
No, we ended up taking off 2 hours later. Oh. They did finally board us an hour and a half late so that we could then sit on the tarmac for 30 minutes.
Did they tell you why?
30 minutes. Yeah, they needed the extra time to lose my luggage.
That's what they told you.
Yeah, that's yeah, actually I, what they I, told
and
me.
We, and, of course, we all believe that for yeah. sure.
Word got out from that restaurant you started shenanigans at.
Well, it was the same airport.
Hang on a second, guys. Hang on. Who's chewing? Oh, it's you. Okay. Yeah. Can you not chew in front of the microphone? Or please?
At least share.
I got more in the truck. In the cyber truck.
So we land. We land here. And they're like, oh, no, we don't have your luggage. It was accidentally put on a different flight.
Shocker.
I'm like, are you kidding me? So, yeah. So,
you need to exercise your spending power better.
Terrible. I went up. We're sitting in the lobby of the airport waiting for the flight, and it gets delayed. And then the current delay time is like 12 minutes away. And I'm looking at the time, and then I look over at the gate, and I realize there's no plane at the gate. There's no way they're getting that flight in and everybody off and then start us boarding in 12 minutes. So I walked over to the gate, and you know, this poor lady, she's been getting people berating her all day because the flight's so delayed.
Mm-hmm.
And every other Southwest flight is going out, you know. Can I help you, sir? I said, I was just kind of wondering. It says 2:44, but I'm looking out there. There's no plane at the gate, is there? She's like, no. I said, okay, so it's going to be delayed again, isn't it? She's like, yeah. She got this smirky little, because we're fun. We're having fun, bantering a little bit. I said, that's cool. I'm not upset. I just need to know if I'm ordering my wife another drink right now. She laughed, and I walked away.
A drunk wife is a happy wife.
Wow, when you're 2 hours delayed.
Wow.
Then we're back and we're landed and we're trying to figure out where the baggage is. She sent me to go get the car. So I get the car. I walked to the lot to get my car and then drove it back. And by that time, she was still at the counter trying to figure out where the luggage was. And I had to circle the airport for like half an hour waiting for her to get done just with the paperwork to figure out where my bag was. So my 2 hour travel turned into like 5 hours. So I would like to thank,
where's your luggage?
Thank them very little.
Where's your luggage?
Oh, well, what they figured out is that if we waited another half hour and stayed, then the flight that the bag was on would actually pull in, and then we could get our luggage.
Did you do that?
We did, which was more of a delay.
Wow.
Thank you for your problems, Mr. Scott.
Yeah.
Here's a little voucher.
Oh, they at least bought you they bought you dinner or something, or?
I wasn't even enough to cover dinner.
Of course not.
Not where I am.
What kind of voucher did they give you?
It was a piece of paper with the code on it. It said you get $75 off your next flight.
Oh, okay.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, I can't fly anywhere for $75 of the places I want to go. I think I could fly from Oakland to San Jose for $75. For those of you who don't know that, that's like a 25-minute drive. So... You ever see these, you know, $30 one way, good on, just for today, whatever. Every time I go on and I go, oh, it doesn't apply to your flight.
Yeah, I know.
You're paying $231 in taxes and fees.
Uh-huh. Wow.
I said, forget it. Send this to Coach. He loves you.
You should spend your money more wisely.
I've been. I'm buying stock in Alaska.
Clearly, you haven't.
Southwest is going to go out of business.
No, yeah, I like Alaska. I don't like Southwest either. Yeah. I've never had that experience, but just the overall small size of the planes and the seats and the lack of room, and they're just not comfortable flights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a you problem.
Did I mention our
wait staff, the stewardess? Yeah. Didn't smile the whole trip. I'm trying to crack jokes. I'm doing everything I can.
Well, that's the problem. They've heard all the jokes.
Oh, it was terrible.
And was she cute?
I don't know.
Okay, because they also get hit on a lot.
I stopped looking at women a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
I got one woman I look at. So.
I see.
But, you know, we flew out of the country. This has been a while ago, and it was United. And not even all the flights were operated by United. But between United flights and the other airline, no delays, no problems. I charged my phone, charged my devices, got to pick my seat.
You're talking about an overseas flight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, very different than
United Airlines.
Than what Southwest does.
So I'm gonna unite or
you're using the wrong tools for the wrong job, clearly. Once again, you're trying to hit a nail with a screwdriver.
Boy, somebody's a shill.
I use them almost exclusively if I'm going here in California. Or in the Western United States, and I'd never have these problems.
I can't wait. I'm going to book a flight for you just so you...
No, I'm about to get... In about a week and a half, I'm going to get on a Southwest plane. It'll be great.
All right, folks. 2 weeks from now, we're gonna hear about Southwest Airlines and how they jacked up Coach's flight.
No, it'll be great. It'll be great like it always is.
Oh, Hawaiian Airlines, too. They're amazing.
Hang on, I got a cough. I'm dying of allergies here. Nothing I take works anymore.
Mahalo.
What does that mean?
That's what they say on Hawaiian when you're
he doesn't
on the
know.
Plane,
oh,
okay. Get only, off the plane.
I've only been to Hawaii once. That was 100 years ago.
Oh, you got to go.
Again? I was
there's,
there. I already
there's
went.
No place like Hawaii.
Yeah, I went. I've been there already.
Yeah,
I was like 16.
Yes. Yeah. You know, Tahiti.
Yeah, there's other places.
Bali.
Yeah.
There are.
I don't know. I think with the way Trump's been lately, I think I'm staying within the...
You're afraid he won't let you back in?
Within the 50 states and the provinces.
Excuse me?
I'm a little nervous about...
The way he's been lately? What are you talking about?
Well, he's been poking and prodding at different people. He told the Pope he had a wall around his place. Why can't we have a wall around ours? He's just...
That doesn't sound like... That sounds like a very decent discourse about reality.
It's true.
Yeah.
So you think I should be a Trump fan?
This is a free country.
I might, because there's one thing I know about Trump that I do like very, very much. He never flies Southwest Airlines.
He doesn't have to.
that was the dumbest comment.
I want to get to the point where I never have to use them. I can just book charter or something.
Yes. Nice. Well, once you're president and you can fly on.
If you've had a bad experience with Southwest Airlines, put it on the chat. I would love to hear it.
Yeah, comment on Spotify.
Especially if your name's Jerome. I want to hear about your Southwest shenanigans.
Jerome, don't support him. He doesn't even know your name.
Yeah, it's J.E. Romy.
That's fun.
My buddy Jerome, he runs the J.B. Web Design Solutions Company, J-A-Y-B-E-E, so check him out.
All right.
And And he, I'm just looking up his website right now. He did the website that... My book website, which is what hosts the show, so he's responsible for this show being on Spotify.
Oh, good. Yeah.
We should be giving him shameless plugs every week.
We did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this week we did.
Yeah. Well, no, we've given him plugs before.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, a couple episodes I told him, hey, Jerome, I'm back.
That's not a plug.
Said his name.
Ooh. It counts.
All right. Well, when we come back, we've got a great video of a lady that left the United States to go move to Africa because America was so racist, right? Well, now she wants to come back because Africa is kind of cringe. We'll touch on that when we return.
Oh, that's a funny one.
Where in Africa?
I don't know. Yeah. It'll probably seem
after the break.
Yeah.
After
the break. So after the break, Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Welcome back, and let's get right into the shenanigans here. In a story that can be filed under the grass is not always greener, a woman who is presumably an American is not too happy with life in Ghana, West Africa, after fleeing the United States because of racism.
Is she gonna come back?
She wants to. What is this lady's name? Does it say? It just says, well, I'll find her name while we are listening to her rant here. But here she is. It's 2 minutes, and it's worth every second.
Do we have to listen the whole 2 minutes?
Yes, we do.
Malnourished cow.
What? All right, hang on.
Was that her name?
I'd rather go back to America and deal with the racism in America before I sit here in Africa and deal with the racial robbery, issue with fraud, scams, too expensive, issue with not having no snacks, bullshit, not having no food, electricity.
She's saying bushes, right?
Did she say snacks?
She ain't got no snacks.
She looks like she needs a snack.
Yeah.
Or two.
Bullshit animals and scorpions outside the house. It's big ass spiders. It's big ass lizards. Colorful lizards you ain't never seen before. Nothing at all.
Oh, damn.
My goodness.
Bullshit, we trying to scam you when you go outside.
Can we bleep these out?
Trying to get more money off of you.
That's an impost.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around this shit.
And the video is kind of hard to hear because her husband in the background's talking to a side piece or something. But yeah, she'd rather be here than there. And
Her name doesn't.
No,
appear
her name does not here. I'm really trying to wrap my head around this S. I'm really trying to wrap my head around how Americans coming to Africa are being happy. Well,
they're not.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, we talk about the crazy African that is one of my best friends. You know, he cried when he had to go back the last time, and he grew up there.
Yeah.
And it's a different country, but it's tough.
Yeah.
And the talks constantly about the just rampant everything she talked about. Mm-hmm. I talked about it last week. He went 6 months with no power.
There is a reason why people are doing everything it takes, no matter what, to try to get here.
Including breaking the law. Yeah.
At some point, you have to believe the majority.
Yeah.
It was a good lesson.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, good for her. She figured it out.
Well, it was, I think, you know what? I think it was,
gives me more faith in humankind.
I think it was heavy on the snacks, though. I think that was the big one.
Yeah, she was kind of heavy.
You ain't got no snacks here. Come on.
Can't go down to the 7-Eleven and get her Slurpee.
I need a snack.
And you can swear as much as you want, apparently.
It was the dude in the background that got me. It's like, dude, let your lady make the video here. Don't, you know, tell your side piece you'll call her back. So we've got...
he didn't even want to listen to her.
All right, so Kamala is back in the news. Let's do this now. Kamala Harris offered a fresh serving of her signature word salads, as well as one of her head-scratching analogies, this time involving elephants at the San Diego Zoo, as she returned to the spotlight on Wednesday the 30th.
Kind of public speaking thing back in the spotlight. It's for Emerge, which we talked about is a lefty women's movement to get lefty women in government. Well, specifically,
let's listen to her talk about the elephants here.
I saw that video a couple of weeks ago, the one of the elephants at the San Diego Zoo during the earthquake. Google it if you've not seen it. So that scene has been on my mind. Everybody's asking what you've been thinking about these days. Well, so in the video, for those who haven't seen it, here those elephants were. And as soon as they felt the earth shaking beneath their feet, they got in a circle and stood next to each other to protect the most vulnerable. Think about it. What a powerful metaphor.
So, we should all be elephants and snuggle close. Is that what the point is here?
Ooh. No, I you know what? I want you to continue that. Finish it.
Is the elephant in the room with us?
Because because you have the ridiculous, you know, the parable that she's trying to, you know, but I have a really different take on this, so I want you to finish it.
Because we know those who try to incite fear are most effective when they divide and conquer, when they separate the herd, when they try to make everyone think they are alone. But in the face of crisis, the lesson is don't scatter. The instinct has to be to immediately find and connect with each other. And to know that the circle is strong.
So you know what my message is here? You know what I get at all of that?
What?
It's the same thing that the Dems are doing, the lefties, the crazies, the stupids, us and them. It's dividing, divisive. She talks about we, she talks about those, she talks about they, she talks about us, and just dividing the country. Mm-hmm. Continuing, and that's their agenda. It's us
so
and
them.
So
she's contradicting her own analogy.
100%. Because the analogy is that the Dems are the herd, and I don't know what the majority of us are, but we're not the herd. The majority. Yeah. So
well, she's ignoring the fact that her side does as much dividing and conquering as the right does, and I'm not.
But she's touting it here.
I understand. I understand.
What we need to do, because they are doing this. It's
exactly.
Like,
and then if you listen to the right, it could be what we need to do because they are doing that.
Which is equally as bad.
We
are all they, and we are all we.
She has no.
Or we're not.
Yeah. There's no moral currency that she has here because it. But if you ask her, it's her side not doing any of that. It's just the other side, and that's as far as the over, just taking the analogy by itself, I actually,
ridiculous.
I know, but taking the analogy by itself, I kind of agree with her that, when things are going on, you do need a group around you to, you know, but that's,
About the whole country, the United States of America should be protecting the most vulnerable in this country.
Right.
Although I would even further go, maybe she's suggesting that this has something to do with the poor criminals that come into our country.
There's unfortunately, yes, you're right. I mean, I'm trying to separate it from all of that crap, and it's very hard not to.
I think she's talking about that, and I think we should be taking care of our most vulnerable. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but that's not what she's talking about.
No, she's talking about the Maryland dad and the poor MS-13 guy. Anyway, go ahead, Scott.
It calls into question whether we think what he is doing is actually protecting or alienating the weakest in our country. Because I think if you got a Republican on there to rebuttal against this, they'd say, oh, no, what we're trying to do is bring down costs and bring down taxes and protect the country as a whole.
From rapists and murderers.
I mean, that's the extreme version, but let's bring business back to the United States.
But the extreme version counts, and there's 500,000 of those people.
Sure.
Okay.
No, I mean, that counts. Yeah. I'm just saying there's much more to the story on smaller levels. Like, how much are people getting paid? What are we doing to our jobs? How much of that is taxes going out of your monthly? Yep. And then what's that money being used for? And unfortunately, back to Coach's point, some of that money is being used to protect illegals and criminals and such. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it.
I think that the administration would probably argue that, actually, we agree with her point. We just are going about it with different tactics. Mm-hmm. We are trying to protect the country.
Mm-hmm. When we come back, we'll talk about rebuilding Alcatraz. This story came out of nowhere this morning, and even I'm not sure what I think about it. But anyway, back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com, back with our third segment. And before we go to Alcatraz, let's talk about Carolyn Leavitt, the press secretary, and this kind of ties in with...
She's a badass.
Yeah, and this kind of ties in with our thing with Kamala.
I think
a few
we should
seconds
do both
ago.
Those. They're pretty short.
Which ones?
The one below that as well. So this, we were just talking about...
Oh, I see. Okay.
We were just talking about this
MS-13.
MS-13 yeah. guy that the... I don't know if it was a congressman or a senator or whatever thought that they should get on a plane and go down and hold his hand in his prison cell. Because he was so abused. And this guy's a wife beater. He's... Anyway.
Yeah. So she was asked about this at a... Well, White House press.
Well, listen,
thing,
listen to the way the reporter asked the question.
Yeah, here we go.
Yesterday in the Oval Office, administration officials made it very clear that El Salvador is responsible for Mr. Rodrigo Garcia. Yet El Salvador's president said, we're not going to do anything with him. So my question is, who is responsible for this man and where he's going to end up?
Well, no. First of all, President Bukele said that he is not going to smuggle a foreign terrorist back into the United States of America, as many in this room in the Democrat Party seemingly want him to do. Abrego Garcia was a foreign terrorist. He is an MS-13 gang member. He was engaged in human trafficking. He illegally came into our country. There is never going to be a world in which this is an individual who's going to live a peaceful life in Maryland. I'm not sure what is so difficult about this for everyone in the media to understand.
Her ability to...
She is a badass. But what do these people think? Whose problem is it? It's his problem.
Well, the question she asked is a great one. It's a parent question. It's a dad showed up in the room accidentally. She didn't even realize it. She was subconsciously, you know, playing the role of my dad.
Calling on dad.
Who's supposed to be responsible for this?
Yes.
And both my parents would say, oh, well, he is supposed to be responsible for his own actions.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so, but the fact that she said it and she said it out loud like that and had no... The page that you and I are, the same page that you and I are on, didn't even occur to her.
Well, I think...
That's insanity.
I got to believe that at the front of their minds, they're clear on all of this. They're just finding a way to throw stones and rocks at the current administration because they lost and they want to find anything that they can fight about. The problem is they're running out of good arguments and they're paying attention to things like illegal criminals and elephants in the San Diego Zoo. Can we go back to what's the state of the economy? How are our businesses doing? What are we doing with jobs? How are other countries treating us? Are we safe? Are we not? And they lost the election based on ignoring those topics, and they're just continuing to do it. I think Kamala and this lady should get together. They should talk about the kangaroos and, you know, where you can buy your best taco. Or, you know, they're buying the wrong goods and trying to sell them to the wrong people.
So I don't know if you guys have heard about the Associated Press complaining that they're no longer welcome in the Oval Office, which is a privilege and this and that. And they're actually trying to provide some lawfare, like it's illegal that they're being excluded from this privilege thing. It is just her ability to
shut them down
and just look them in the eye. And I am such a fan of her. Why don't you play that?
The other video, it's her and Megyn Kelly discussing that very situation. Yep. Let's see.
I knew you were young. You're 27. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you were the youngest ever in this job.
Wait a minute. Hang on.
I didn't realize.
This is 9 minutes. I'm not playing.
Can we talk about it at the Associated Press?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to.
Is it censorship to tell them they can't go into the Oval or on Air Force One?
Their argument that this administration is not standing up for the First Amendment is preposterous. You have a president of the United States who, within hours of taking the oath of office, welcomed journalists into the most intimate corner of the American presidency, the Oval Office, to ask him questions for more than an hour on every topic under the sun. He has done that on a near daily basis. And when he's not doing that because he's too busy with meetings, even though he'd love to do it every day, I, as his press secretary, am out there. We have administration officials going to the cameras every single day. They are hearing from this White House in this admin. Their transparency is off the charts. And the Associated Press still has their White House credentials. They still have a seat in the press briefing room. They are still welcome to cover this administration. But nobody has a right to enter the Oval Office. It is a privilege to cover the United States. And I said it in my first briefing. We are going to hold people accountable that push lies. And the president believes deeply that American news outlets should be reporting the truth about the Gulf of America. And that's not all with the Associated Press style book.
Oh, no. I mean, don't get me started.
They don't even want to call women mothers. They want to call us birthing people. You know, they removed Hamas from their style book for some very odd reason. I have a whole list. It's actually in my purse. I carry it around with me as a souvenir
everywhere
of all of the crazy things in the AP style book. So look, they are welcome to cover this White House. And there are hundreds of outlets on that campus who show up every day in good faith to cover this administration with accuracy and truthfulness that don't have the privilege of being in the Oval Office every single day because they're not the AP. Well, guess what? We're going to start giving those media outlets a seat at the table. They deserve to be in front of the Resolute desk asking the President of the United States questions. What gives the AP greater privilege than...
No, nothing should.
Nothing.
I love it. She did get one thing wrong, though.
What?
She called them news outlets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's true. Okay. That's true.
Like,
she's a badass.
You got to call them media outlets because they're not really.
I love her to death. I just think she's. And
majority of them are not covering the news.
No, it's narrative.
All opinion polls. And
I mean, again, just, she's got a list in her purse of things that they do and don't do. And what did she call it?
Their style guide.
Yeah. They have a style
well, that
guide. That's crazy.
No. That it's the AP style guide. It's just a way to punctuate and spell things out, and it's to keep newspapers consistent. It's
you think?
Well, no. It's also, yeah. No, it is.
I think it is. Here's our narrative. Here's what removed Hamas from it.
No, but the style book does not have anything to do with removing stuff like Hamas. Okay, they're using it to do
that's
that.
Narrative.
But
that's narrative.
The basis of the style book is to create consistency in writing. The Chicago style book is another one. At some point it did.
But
when I was in the newspaper business, it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well, but that was then, not now.
Yeah, okay.
How often do you see these agencies quoting things word for word?
Constantly.
That's the problem with the style book.
It's not
translate things.
It's narrative.
Towards their narrative rather than, no, tell me word for word, what did they actually say?
What happened?
And give me the freedom as an American to evaluate for myself.
Yeah,
that sort of thing's happening even in local news, though, where a lot of my colleagues just regurgitate press releases and don't ask questions and whatever the if it's city government, state, whoever it is that is releasing this press release and telling this story that the story they want told. Far too many reporters are just regurgitating that and not asking any follow up questions or challenging or anything like that. So it's a widespread misrepresentation
of the truth,
I guess.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. All right.
Here.
Mr. Trump says he wants to reopen and expand Alcatraz, the notorious former prison on a hard to reach California island off San Francisco. It's been closed for more than 60 years as a prison. It's a tourist attraction, etc. For too long, America's been plagued by vicious, violent, and repeat criminal offenders, the dregs of society, who will never contribute to anything other than misery and suffering. When we were a more serious nation in times past, we did not hesitate to lock up the most dangerous criminals and keep them away from everyone. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's why I'm directing the Bureau of Prisons, Department of Justice, FBI, Homeland Security, to reopen and substantially enlarge and rebuild Alcatraz.
I wonder if they could.
I don't think they should rebuild at all. Just use it just like it is.
Yeah.
as long as they designate it as a sanctuary city,
which is what San Francisco wants.
Yeah. Right? They should just shift it over to the island.
You know, it's a sanctuary for criminals,
all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Illegal aliens.
That would work.
Yeah.
Governor Newsom called it a distraction. San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie did not respond to a comment. The move will likely be expensive and challenging. The prison was closed in 63 because of crumbling infrastructure and high costs of repairing and supplying the facility. Everything from fuel to food had to be brought in by boat. So. I remember
to sit there every day and see San Francisco right there, yeah. just right there. I think it's great.
Yeah, I remember.
It's only like one guy allegedly escaped from there.
There was three actually.
That allegedly.
Yeah,
yeah.
Clint Eastwood was in the movie.
Yeah,
the Birdman. Is that the Birdman?
That was one of them. Eastwood was part. The movie he did involved the three fellows that allegedly escaped. And
wasn't that the Birdman of Alcatraz?
No.
Escape from Alcatraz.
That was Escape from Alcatraz. And I can't think of any of their names. But
do state penitentiaries have swimming pools? I don't think they should teach swimming at Alcatraz.
Well, you can't swim in that water. Well,
it's counterproductive.
Yeah, I can't say you can't swim that water, but it's supposed to be too cold, et cetera. And to get from the island to the city, you would get hypothermia and die.
You know, it should be like Escape from New York, though. If you actually make it, they should pardon you.
All right.
Yeah, that could end badly. that could end poorly.
My only experience with Alcatraz was when I was a kid. And we took a tour. So I had some relatives visiting, so we all took the tour, and I was like five. And the tour guide was like, "Everybody get in a cell except for the kids." And so all those kids are waiting. They lock up our parents and shut the door. And I started crying, and it was just And as I recall, they didn't do anything. Sissy. They just left the old man and my folks in the cell and waited for them to, however long they were supposed to be in there, they left them in there. And I'm like, you mother, wow. So yeah, that's my experience with Alcatraz.
So you were mad that they locked up your parents.
And these days you cannot get a ticket. It is almost impossible to get a ticket to Alcatraz. They're booked out months.
I went there last year. Wow. No problem.
Oh, yeah. No, I've heard horror stories. Hang on.
This is a recurring theme here that every time you or I have difficulty with something, Coach is like, not me.
Right through.
Do you remember me talking about...
I had an easy time.
Do you remember me talking about the over 6'6" woman who I game with who lives in Alabama?
No.
Alcatraz is one of the Call of Duty maps.
Okay.
She was coming to California. One of the other guys out here who lives in San Leandro, Relic, shout out to Relic. We met her. We kind of took her around California. She's never been here. She wanted to go to Alcatraz. We just went to the city and got a ticket and went over there.
Jeez.
Last year. Yeah. No problem. And we crawled over the whole island.
I think we need to rechristen Coach as the Golden Boy.
I don't know.
Everything works out for him.
Hey, I got pictures I can show you
I got a whole lot of more questions now. Meanwhile, we get distracted off of the story 100%. Coach arranged to meet people that he games with from another state. Do you know how poorly that could go? Like, yeah. You know how this is going to turn out.
It went wonderfully.
Yes, for the one. Again, this is another example of something that you and I would have a problem with.
Okay, but it was great.
Coach is like, yeah, no big deal. I met a 6'6" lady from Alabama. We went to jail together.
Yes.
Oh man, I think the good news in them reopening Alcatraz is I might be able to get in finally.
Whatever, dude.
When they catch me and lock me up.
Oh, that's right. Jeez. You know, I'm the one who started that thing, and I keep forgetting it. And every time you reference it, I wonder what you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are up on a break. Coming back with Women Behaving Badly, Scott's post-game, Ziggy's Riffs, and Coach's Corner. Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back with our final segment, and Women Behaving Badly this week takes us to Waco, Texas. WACO. Do you know what that stands for?
I'm afraid what you're going to say right now.
We ain't coming out. That's Waco. Police arrested a 30-year-old McClellan County woman after she, quote, intentionally and aggressively attacked a mental health technician at a nurse's station by pulling her hair, strangling, and spitting on her, stated in the arrest warrant. Ashley Contreras was at Ocean's Behavioral Health Hospital, where she was apprehended on an emergency detention order. According to the warrant, Contreras was seated in the hallway as medical staff were adding her into the system. Contreras began speaking to the victim, who was the mental health technician, asking her if she, quote, tricks. The victim responded, no. Police say Contreras aggressively approached the victim in the nurse's station and forcibly grabbed her hair, punched her, choked her, and the victim attempted to break away, at which point Contreras spit on her. Officials arrested Contreras, who was charged with assault of hospital personnel on hospital property. So Ashley Contreras of Waco, Texas, you are this week's winner of the Women Behaving Badly Award. Thank you, Jerome, for the tip. Scott, what do you have for a postgame?
Today's postgame report to you is brought to you by Post. And the third T, Scott's third T, stands for thanks. So I was fortunate enough to go to a Post Malone concert. And he was opened by Jelly Roll. And regardless of the music or the tattoos all over the place, which, good for them, they get to be them. The thing that really stood out to me by both of them, both Jelly Roll and Post Malone, they thanked the crowd after every single song. Nice. And it felt genuine. And I was reminded the importance of saying thank you.
Mm.
So thank you for that lesson, Post Malone. You know, the other thing I found out at the show, he's only 29.
Oh, wow.
He's not even 30. He's won Emmys in four different musical categories. He's probably about to win one in the country category, which I'm not sure is music, but regardless. but I'm
right on.
So shout out to him.
Ziggy, what do you have today?
Mean, thanks.
Or to thank.
Well, fortunately, you know, I got to spend some time in Santa Cruz last weekend, and you know, summer's coming. I got a little too much sun, but and it doesn't, it's not curing it, but it keeps the sheets off my legs.
But I'm on.
Not very far off his legs, but off his legs.
He had to dig deep into the vault to find that one.
Actually, I like that one.
Today's quote is, I'll say it, I'll tell it to you.
It's from Jim Rohn?
No, it's from Zig Ziglar. Nice. But I'm going to read the Jim Rohn one because it's so dumb. But Zig Ziglar, people often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily.
Okay.
That's Ziglar?
Yeah.
He wants everybody to bathe daily. Okay.
No, he wants everybody to be re-motivated daily.
Oh.
Were you listening?
No, I wasn't.
People often say that motivation doesn't last.
That's fun.
Well, neither does bathing.
Okay. That's it for this week. And next week is episode 100, so I got to get the music from Micah.
Yeah, it's
so
we can. I don't know that we're going to make that.
I thought we were 98 today.
Today, what?
Yeah, you said 98. By the way,
did I? That means we have one more before episode 100 because next week is episode 99. You're right. I am one off.
Wow.
Okay. Episode 99 next week.
You forgot a lot today.
I did. Yeah. But what I haven't forgotten
podcast episode
is Coach's final words.
Y'all be good to each other.
And Mary, throw your hat in the air.
Meow.